From the beginning, there was no physical evidence to prove Jens Søring killed Derek and Nancy Hasem, the parents of his girlfriend Elizabeth. Recent tests on 42 pieces of evidence from the crime scene found no DNA from Søring, and when Detective Ricky Gardner looked for blood in the car Jens allegedly drove after a very bloody crime, he found none.
We did a luminol, which reacts to dried blood or invisible blood, and there was no sign of any blood in the car. If it had been just a minute spot of blood or whatever, the luminol would have still showed up for that.
Søring offered a simple explanation. Elizabeth committed the crime with help from another man and another vehicle. In 2011, the owner of a Bedford County transmission shop, Tony Buchanan, came forward to tell of a car dropped off at his garage shortly after the Hasem murders. When he got to work on Monday, he called the towing company to see where the car came from.
And they said they had towed it in from the woods somewhere. Two college kids, the mechanics, they come to me and told me to come look at what they seen in the car. And that's when I went and looked. The floor mat was full of blood, dried blood. And between the seat and the console was a knife laying down in there. And me being a hunter, I thought somebody had been up there spotlighting the deer and shot him. So we didn't pay no more attention to it until this picture came out in the paper.
He holds an article about the Hasem murders with a photo of Elizabeth. Buchanan says she is definitely the woman who retrieved the car. He remembers her because it took a while for her credit card payment to clear.
The card was rejected. The bank was in Tampa, Florida. She called somebody in Florida. About 30 minutes later, put the card back in and went through all right.
But the other person pictured in that newspaper article, Jens Søring, looked nothing like the man who accompanied the woman who picked up the car. Buchanan figured police had the matter under control. But years later, he learned that Elizabeth's uncle lived in Florida, and he thought maybe he should report what he'd seen. Buchanan claims he called Detective Gardner, but Gardner says he didn't get the message and doubts the story.
If you lived around Lynchburg, Virginia, from 1985 to 1990, you knew about the Hasem case. Now, he wants to come out with this revelation. Why? I don't know what his motivation is, but I don't believe a word of that.
Nor does he worry about a fingerprint found on a glass at the crime scene, a print that's never been identified, or a hair that did not belong to the victims or to Jens Søring. Critics think such details should prompt a new investigation or maybe a new trial for Søring. But Virginia has something called the 21-day rule. With the exception of evidence that clearly proves innocence, like DNA, new information can only be considered if it's submitted within 21 days of a conviction. Gail Marshall is a former deputy attorney general who reviewed the case for the Søring family.
I think every state has some kind of rule that enough is enough. After we've looked at it and looked at it, we have to have some finality to all judgments. And so I think the question is really, what is the proper balance between finality and making sure that you are not convicting an innocent person?
Whatever the truth, many Germans feel there's ample doubt about Søring's guilt, and having served 23 years without incident in Virginia prisons, he should be released. And they're organizing to make that happen. Details in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.